ahead and continue. We're going to recap the ACC tip-off with this man. We're going to talk some college football this weekend. Up around his parts, he is the host of 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh. He is Joe Ovius. Joe, welcome to the show, buddy.
Nick, Stan, what's up? You guys said you're talking about the Hornets? I thought last night was Bobcat's throwback night.
No need to get into that. We have been neuralized by Tommy Lee Jones
and Will Rosario. Smith.
And Rosario. And Rosario Dawson, yes. No recollection, Joe.
I'm glad it was Rosario. I don't mind if she wanted to do the pen thing to me. It's all good.
That was pretty much our take as well. If you got to forget something, that's what you'd like to eventually forget. So much of the ACC tip-off this weekend was Coach K's retirement tour, the passing of the torch from Roy to Hubert Davis. I am curious, though. You've witnessed both men for a good amount of time there from your perch in Raleigh. What style of retirement do you prefer? Walking off into the sunset like Roy, or the long way around the block as Coach K?
I mean, my personality is to dip, man. Like, when I'm done, I'm done. I mean, that's me at a party, too. When it's time to get out of there, I'm going to get out of there. So I kind of, the Roy Williams, I'm done, fits his personality to a T. The way he decided to go out made a lot of sense for him. The K thing, I get that people are going to have their jokes about the farewell tour, and I know a couple weeks ago he talked about, I don't want to use the word last for anything because he's focused on this particular season. I get his mentality on that. But it's Coach K's trying to do and what he's trying to build, what he's built Duke into, right? I don't want to go full, like, I don't know, some of your listeners might get this reference. You would certainly get this reference, Nick and Stan. I want to go like full Colin Cowherd on you and make some sort of Apple reference. You know, like, it reminds me a lot of Apple computers. So, but that's what, I mean, there really is no other way to put it when it comes to Duke. Mike Krzyzewski has, you have to look at it in the perspective of how Mike Krzyzewski operates. What's his background? His background is it from the military, okay? And there's a succession plan. There's a chain of command. And you go on to the next one, it's all about continuity. But there's another thing that Mike Krzyzewski has done since he's been at Duke over the last 40 years. He's really immersed himself in the Fuqua Business School. He has done a lot of speaking engagements for Fortune 500, a lot of Fortune 500 companies. So all these things kind of help guide him as to what's going to happen next. So he views Duke as this brand that will continue on with the next CEO. In this particular case, it's going to be John Shire. This is why I know Matt Norlander, CBS Sports. I don't know if your listeners have checked this out or if you guys checked this out. But last week they did what they do before every start of college basketball season. It's called the Candid Coaches Series, and they get a bunch of anonymous coaches. They ask them a question. They get some pretty interesting responses. And they asked the question, who's going to be better off in the next 5 years? Is it going to be Carolina under Hubert Davis or Duke under John Shire? And 76% of the coaches said Duke, which surprised Norlander. It surprised my co-host, Joe Giglio. But it didn't surprise me because I think the other coaches see what Kay has tried to do. And this is just – and here's the thing about Kay. It also kind of speaks to how his personality is. He told those guys, in the one-and-done business, he told those guys that he was going to be there for this season. So he's going to follow that through. There is no pretense. There is no games. There's no what if. He says, this is it. I told you guys I'd be here for this season. I'm letting everybody know going forward, depending on who's going to sign up for John Shire, what the deal is going to be too. So I commend Kay for the way he's handling this. The jokes are easy, but I get what he's doing.
What can Kevin Keats do, Joe, to close that gap?
Well, if I'm Keats, I don't know, man. If I'm Keats, I might want to go to the SEC right now, you know? State's a difficult job, even with Kay and Roy, and it's going to continue to be a difficult job. I'm not saying that the right person can't come in and get it done, but there's just a level of expectations with NC State basketball that are very difficult to meet because there's a lot of people that want to go back to the time of the 70s, the 80s, and even the early 90s. Keats, though, I've always felt, was best suited for what the future of college basketball is going to be based on his background. You know, you're seeing the reason why Hubert Davis is at North Carolina is because Roy was done with, like, the whole – he didn't want to deal with transfers and all that kind of stuff, bringing guys in, losing guys, a roster changeover from time to time. But if you kind of notice where Keats came from, including UNCW, that's what he was used to. You go back to the junior college town, too, or the military academy. That's what he's used to. He's dealing with a different roster every season. So Keats, if anything – might actually be able to flourish in this kind of scramble mode with a new roster every season while some other coaches are learning to adapt with it. I mean, NC State's even dealing with a newfound thing of an interconference transfer. They got a guy from Virginia. You think Tony Bennett's kind of used to that right now, where guys have been sticking around for several years? So maybe that's the advantage Keith has at NC State, is that he's already well-versed in the future of college basketball because he's been dealing with it his entire career. Maybe you lean into that.
Joe Ovius, host of 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh with Nick and Stan, breaking down and reacting to ACC tip-off earlier this week. By the way, Joe and his partner Joe do have a Roy Williams podcast coming out next week. You guys will be able to check out on WRALsports.com. Joe, moving to the football side of things, this weekend NC State has Syracuse. What is the concern level up yonder that this could be a stumble game against Syracuse this weekend for the Wolfpack?
Wait, I thought it was BC this week.
Yeah, State is at BC, Clemson at Syracuse tomorrow.
Oh, that is correct. I'm thinking, that actually did mean the Boston College game.
But the thing is, your point stands in that going on the road, when you're in this weird, you deal with teams in the ACC this year, right? This is not a hot take. I think we can all understand State did break through over Clemson. They broke through over a down Clemson team, where every Clemson fan saw that game at Carter-Finley Stadium going, yep, they're going to lose that game. The reason why Doran deserved to have that level of excitement and why State fans were, well, they absolutely had every right to party the way they did over that win over Clemson is because of all the times they couldn't break through on Clemson, right? So good for State. The question now for the Wolfpack is, who the team you've always pointed to in the Atlantic Division as to why you can't win the division. Now that you've broken through on that team, what do you do next? What kind of team are you? Dave Doran, they do this thing called Wolfpack One. This is their version of a coach's show. It's almost Hard Knocks-like. And they do a really good job of giving you the raw on this show. And they showed a clip of Doran in the locker room after they beat Clemson saying, this week. That is a bold statement, okay? But I like the confidence, I like the hubris, because if you look at your defense, and you also look at who you have in terms of skill position players, especially their running backs, and the continued growth of Devin Lee, you look at the other...
We actually are having some issues there with Joe Ovius.
Sounds like he's in a bad spot.
Or it could be us. It could always be our phone line as well. Mm. So, to you... I got the two games conflated there.
Yeah, no doubt.
When you talk about the NC State Boston College game,
mm-hmm.
How much concern should your average NC State Wolfpack fan have about this game as a potential stumbling block? Because it feels as if right now the Atlantic will come down between Wake Forest, NC State, and Clemson.
Well, if you're NC State, you can't get comfortable because, as Joe Ovies just highlighted, you beat a down Clemson team. I still wonder, do young people or folks that haven't had a whole bunch of those moments, do you still get distracted and get still a little bit hungover off what that was about? And I just point to the record. NC State's got the one conference win against Clemson. But Boston College, without Phil Jakovic, only has one conference loss. So this thing is a little closer. And I haven't looked at the point spread, but perhaps it sounds like we may have Joe back on the line. You want to get
We've got Joe back right here, host of 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh, Joe Ovius. Joe, your point was we were so locked into what you were saying. What do you have for us, my guy?
It's called when the Wi-Fi wants to take over my phone and it cuts me off. Anyway, what I was saying about NC State is, if you feel you're that, right, you're the best team in the league, as Dave Doran said, all right, well, then this is where you prove it. You got to go on the road against a well-coached team, Jeff Hafley at Boston College. If your listeners aren't familiar with Hafley, they should start getting familiar with Hafley, because he's not going to be at BC for very long. That guy's in position to take a big-time job when it's all said and done. And that's actually the biggest problem that NC State has going forward with the rest of the season. I'm not knocking Dave Doran. Dave Doran has proven over the course of time that he has built a nice program at State. But now the question is, can you get over on some difficult spots that have always proven a problem for NC State? going to BC is definitely one of them against a good coach and athlete. But the bigger thing is I'm looking down the line. I'm actually looking at Winston-Salem. I'm looking at Wake Forest with Dave Clawson. Actually, Nick, I'm upset. I'm upset at myself because I thought I was pretty clever. You're out here coming up with hashtag Big Deke Energy.
It's impressive.
I'm mad I didn't come, I am mad I didn't come up with that.
We'll share it. We will share it with you.
I'm going to give you credit. It's all good. But that's my thing about Wake Forest and Dave Clawson. I think of the teams in the ACC that are best equipped to take advantage of what we're seeing right now, a bunch of average, who usually is successful? Teams that don't beat themselves. Wake Forest under Dave Clawson is a classic case of a team that does not beat itself. They know what they do. They know what their roles are. They know how to execute. And we talked to Dave Clawson about this last week. Clawson has seen a resilience in this team that's built on what happened last year through the pandemic where they missed a couple of games because of COVID outbreaks or contact tracing. And I asked him, I'm like, look, man, like if you can get past last season and you have a bunch of, you know, the super seniors, like a bunch of juniors and seniors, guys who have come back, you got a little bit more depth than what you're used to. And he said, yes, it's something we've talked about. If you could get past last season and come together as a group, being down a touchdown in this league shouldn't be that big of a deal. We've seen this twice now to Wake Forest. Games that usually have been stumbling blocks for them, they've actually powered through and won. So that's going to be a fascinating game for NC State going forward because good teams have gone to Winston-Salem and lost. Phillip Rivers went to Wake Forest, lost. Russell Wilson went to Wake Forest through his first interception there, lost. So I'll be really curious to see how this NC State team handles what will be actual pressure to win the Atlantic Division.